Thank you very much, Keith. The Patients Association is a very, very interesting organisation. It's been in business for 50 years, which is a bit of a shame, really, because some of the messages that they were imparting 50 years ago are still the same today. And that patients are saying to us, well, my goodness, we need really good information to try and make a choice. We want really good quality care, and we want to be properly engaged in the way in which our care is delivered to us. We want to be a partner in the delivery of that care. We run a helpline which receives thousands and thousands of calls every year, some of which are just seeking information, some of which are complaining about the complaint system, and we're working in MedStaffs at the moment to try and come up with a much more creative and positive response to patient concerns. But most of it is about a lack of communication, a feeling of inadequacy in being able to communicate effectively with the professionals. They also, fortunately, tell us about some really good practice. The key aim in revalidation for patients is to ensure that they get good quality care from the health professional that they trust. And it's really important, and Neil talked about trust, it is vitally important that the trust and confidence that patients in the main have in their health professional is protected and enhanced. And revalidation is part of the growing conjoining of the experience of patients and practitioners in delivering a much better service for them. The Patients Association has been working with the GMC on how to engage patients more effectively and to enable them to really contribute to revalidation. There was a meeting last week about it, and we will continue to help and support, as well as will many of the other Patients Association in the UK who are all 100% behind helping the GMC and the professionals to make this really effective and to enable patients to play their part in it. It's absolutely vital to improving patient safety comprehensively across the UK.